Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, my people? It's your girl, Kendra Justine. I appreciate everybody for tuning in with me on this lovely Wednesday afternoon. I hope your week has been going well, okay? If you're on the challenge now, if you've been on this thing with me, even if you've done it for at least 30 days straight, you should be feeling excellent. You should be feeling like you're on top of the world right now. You should be feeling invincible, okay, because this challenge is real deal, y'all. It's serious. It's very simple, but the results will last a lifetime. So tonight's episode is called Life is Like Pandora, and we're talking about Pandora Radio, okay? So I had an epiphany, and this actually hit me like yesterday. I was like, oh, my God, I got to do a show explaining to people about this, because I know some people are listening to the show, some people are on the challenge, some people are not. So for the people who are not and for the people who are, this is going to clear some things up for you, okay? When I say that your thoughts truly, everything begins and ends with your thoughts, period, point blank. So anything that you desire, I don't care what it is, money, relationship, health, you know, whatever you desire, okay, you can give birth to it in your mind. And if you truly give birth to it in your mind, it cannot help but manifest itself in its reality. And what a lot of people don't understand, they're like, well, I don't create my own reality, because if I did, I wouldn't have created all of this mess that I'm dealing with. Let me suggest that you created that, okay? And I know that sounds like, no way possible, I wouldn't create this. Why would I create that for myself? But You might not have called that exact circumstance or that exact situation, but you created an environment for those situations to occur, okay? If you have negative thoughts that dwell in your mind, you have negative dominating thoughts, then you're going to have dominating experiences that are pretty much negative. You might have some good days, you know, but some days might not turn out the way that you want them to turn out. So that's what we're talking about tonight, y'all. Life is like Pandora Radio. I have a great analogy that is going to help you on this journey. Remember, first things first, you cannot even get into doing the plans. We have the plan, the new plan, and the blueprint. Those are three different episodes that I do want y'all to check out for people who have been on the challenge and who mind is right, okay? Those three things are going to help you take it to the next level once you have mastered being able to choose what mindset you want, once you have mastered positive thinking, because that's all it's about. It's not being a positive person and having a good life has nothing to do with what's going on around you. The richest person you could think of, the healthiest person you think of, the most beautiful person you can think of, believe me, they deal with things every single day, and their happiness does not depend on anything that they have. It's something that's internal. A happy person is able to extract happiness out of every single circumstance. That's facts. Remember, I always say not being happy, feeling uncomfortable, feeling bad means that you're just not lined up with what Source is thinking. You're not lined up on the same vibration as Source, so you can't hear what Source is trying to tell you. You cannot be on Foxy 103 and hear what Power 107 is broadcasting. So that's as simple and plain as that, y'all. You know, and I know for people who might not be used to hearing this type of stuff, that might be like, what, that? It's crazy. It doesn't even, I don't get it, but it's really that simple, okay? Think of yourself as a radio station, okay? And what you're broadcasting is what you receive as well. It's two sides. So you set your dial to positive, you pick up on positive. You get those vibrations. And I'm just using positive to explain things, because I really, you know, there's really no such thing as positive or negative in a sense, okay? They're just, they complement each other. But I use that because most people understand the contrast, and we're trying to make some kinds of associations here. But you set your radio dial to positive, you pick up on positive. You set it to negative, you pick up on negative. You're not going to pick up on negative. You're not going to pick up on positive after setting your radio station to negative. So I'm giving that as an example because I want you to understand we are set up exactly the same way like a radio station, y'all. radio station, television station, all these wireless networks, they're just imitating what's already naturally going on in life. Everything is vibration. Every single thing is vibration. Okay, even anything that you see that's solid, you're like, well, that's not moving. That glass is not moving. That brick is not moving. Oh, yes, it is, baby. If you could zoom in and see those particles, they're vibrating so fast you wouldn't even believe it. Okay, so life is like Pandora Radio. What do you mean, Kendra? Why are you comparing Pandora Radio to my life? Really? Yes, really, y'all. Okay, I don't know what I was listening to the other day. I don't know if I was on Future Radio or if I was on Erykah Badu Radio. Catch me on either one of them stations at any given moment. But it hit me like a ton of bricks. Life is like Pandora. What is Pandora? What are we talking about? It's the decisions that you're making. It's the thoughts that you're thinking about. Period, point blank. Think about Pandora Radio. My Pandora Radio is off the chain, okay? I remember when I used to listen to gospel. It was a point in time I didn't do anything but just listen to gospel music, gospel music, gospel music. I wouldn't listen to anything else, just gospel. So when I listen to Pandora, I use it the way that it's supposed to be. You have a thumbs up button and you have a thumbs down button. When I listen to Pandora, y'all, I use those buttons. If I don't like it, I'm pushing that deny. If it's okay, I might not push anything. I might just, okay, whatever, just let it pass. And if I like it, oh, yes, I'm pushing that thumbs up because I want to hear that again and I want to hear more songs just like it. I use it every single time, every single song, especially when I was listening to the gospel because, you know, there's just some gospel songs I can't stand. I can't stand when people just screaming. So I thumb those down. I don't want to hear that song or anything like it, thumbing up all the other stuff that I love, right? Kirk Franklin, God, I love Kirk Franklin, y'all. But no, seriously, people would hear me, you know, I'd be with my mother, I'd be with friends, they'd be like, what station do you got it on? Whose station is that? And I'm like, yo, it's whatever, you know, Kirk Franklin or Yolanda Adams Radio, whatever, you know, whatever, because I had several different people that I would plug in. And they're like, yo, this station is off the chain. What? And I'm like, I always tell them, it doesn't matter if you put it in yours because I program mine that way. I said, that's why it's playing every single song that you like because I listen to it so much and I choose which songs I like so much. So my radio station literally only plays things that I like. It doesn't even play things that I don't like because I went through enough songs. I dislike the ones I don't like, and I like the ones I like. So people, they'll still be like, whatever, what is it? And then they get their radio station. They're like, well, I'm not getting those songs. Why mine's not like yours? And I'm like, I told you I selectively chose which songs I like and didn't like for every single song that came on. Not for some songs, not for, no, every single song. And when if I'm cleaning up and I forgot, I will go back and like, dislike to make sure that I selected and figured out each song what I wanted to do with it. That's the same thing, y'all. That's the same thing that I've been doing on this 30 Days to Success Challenge. And I never thought about it like that until it hit me. I was like, oh, my goodness. Life is like Pandora. A thought hits your head that you don't like, leave away from it. Look, when thoughts hit my head that I don't like, I literally see like a dude come with a big old hammer, like a big hammer that's like the same size of his body, and he crushes the thought. You know, so I got a thought crusher. And anytime something pops in my mind that just doesn't make me feel good or I don't like or anything that comes up, I'm just like, come on, thought crusher. He busts it. I see it in my head. Like, I see him destroying the thought with a big hammer the same size as his body. So he just crushes the whole thought in one swoop. When I see things that I like, I think about it. Even if I catch myself in a place, like, let's say, sometimes I'm just with my daughter. I might be just looking at her. And I might be like, you know, I just love her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might get caught in a moment with her. And I'll soak that moment up. Instead of being like, oh, that feels good. Let me finish doing what I'm doing. I'm like, no, you know what? This can wait. Let me just soak this moment up because this really feels good right now. I'm really vibing with her. Any situation, anything that I'm doing, even if I'm just meditating or if I'm listening to a song or if I'm talking to somebody or if I'm thinking about something, if I think a thought that really feels good, then I stay there. I'm like, well, you know, this feels good, so this is worth thinking about. I might be onto something here. Then, of course, since I'm thinking about that thought that I like that thought, another good thought comes. Spend some time with that thought. Like that thought. Another good thought comes. Spend some time with that thought. Chilling, having a great day, all good thoughts. A negative one comes, thought crusher. He comes and gets rid of it. So that I can have room for new, more good thoughts. So that's what this is about, y'all. I know this whole challenge, I've been trying to get it into your brain. Be positive. Think positive. I'm not saying that because I'm one of these holly jolly people that's like, oh, you know, nothing's going on in the world. Let's just be happy and be free. Even though that is how I feel now. But I understand, I'm cognizant, I'm not ignorant to the fact that there are things going on in our world, y'all. Of course there are things going on. All kind of injustices going on. But guess what? I'm not going to focus on that because guess what? What you focus on grows. So why would I focus on the problem? They've been focusing on terrorism, war, racism, sexism, gay rights. We've been focusing on these things, and these things have just been growing and growing. The more people get mad at people being gay, the more gay people pop up. I remember when I was in high school, every day I used to come to school like, who's gay today? I know it's somebody new gay. It's somebody new gay every day in school. So, you know, look at war. I think we're still in war, aren't we? Shouts out to everybody who just gets in the military. You know, good luck to y'all in that. I'm happy, you know, that y'all decided to do that because, you know, that's definitely a decision that I just wasn't willing to make for myself, even though people tried to get me going that direction a million times over. I just knew it wasn't for me. Seems like the more wars we have, the more wars happen. When is it going to be the last war? But that's because what we focus on grows. So I don't focus on that. I focus on what I want. If you don't want war, what do you want? Peace. Okay, we'll focus on peace. What does a peaceful world look like? If you don't like white supremacy and racism, well, focus on what you want. Unity, love, acceptance. How does that feel? Freedom? To be able to be who you are and not have to worry about what anybody thinks or says about it? That's lovely, okay? That's what I focus on. Focus on things that can grow into things that you want. Every single circumstance in life that we deal with, y'all, we thought those things entire existence. Everything that I've reflected on my past, the good and the bad, I think I hit rock bottoms at least 10 times. I'm so serious. That's why I got to the point where I was like, you know what? This stuff that I've been doing has not been working because I keep hitting rock bottom. Why do I keep hitting rock bottom? I thought you were only supposed to hit rock bottom once. So I realized the things that I were doing was not working and doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results is the definition of insanity. I appreciate everybody who has been tuned in. I got about a minute and a half left, okay? So today, life is like Pandora. Remember, choose your thoughts wisely and efficiently. Hit the like button on the good thoughts. Dislike the bad thoughts and let them go to never be heard again, okay? I told y'all I got a thought crusher. A bad thought comes up. Imagine somebody exploding that thought and it's gone. Like the good thoughts. You get something good come by, a good thought, a good feeling. Stick to that. Cling to that. Negative people, we don't got time for that. And it doesn't mean you might be living with people who's negative. Because I know I do. I'm still in transition to move into Miami. So it's like I deal with people on a regular basis. I deal with people who are negatively oriented. But guess what? When they're talking about negative things, that's all you get out of me. But am I really listening? No, I'm not letting that into my spirit at all. I don't have time for that. Let's talk about productive things. So remember, y'all, we're staying positive. We're staying aligned. Catch up with the whole series. If you haven't, you can check out all the episodes on blogtalkradio.com/the KJ Show. Also, I've just uploaded all all the first 30-day episodes to my YouTube channel. You can go on my YouTube, Kendra Justine, type in 30 Days to Success, and you will find it. I got pretty pictures for y'all. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. I got the blog coming. Stay positive, y'all. We getting rich around here. Tune in tomorrow night. Love y'all. Peace.